Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Denise Zaslansky, the CEO of First Realty. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this public holiday. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
So how
and yourself?
I'm very, very well, thank you. How has the South African or the South African property market fared in the first quarter of this year?
It's been amazing. It's been exciting. It's everything that one wouldn't have thought of, quite honestly, Howard. I think South Africans, as I've seen in the past, we always say we have short memories.
We do.
And and what we have seen in the property market, all the apprehension that was felt last year has gone to the wind because of the low interest rates. So in many, many cases, it's much cheaper to buy a property than it is to rent a property. And of course, with home ownership comes a lot of security. So we have found that people that couldn't buy beforehand have now seen that the, you know, interest rates have been stable for a whole year and they are buying. In fact,
yeah,
we have doubled the number of sales we have year on year.
That's unbelievable. It's so interesting because we always talk about unintended consequences. I think a couple of the unintended consequences as well is the fact that people are appreciating their homes more. We know that home improvements have gone through the roof. People are seeing the value of their home environment in a much, much more significant sense than perhaps they used to, where home was just a place that you were, then you rushed down to work and to restaurants and then came home again. So perhaps that's also one of the unintended consequences of this whole COVID or lockdown.
Most definitely. But the other fact is that a lot of people are obviously working from home where they weren't beforehand.
Yes.
So we're finding that people, the trend is to buy houses instead of sectional title. So our house sales have gone through the roof, while sectional title sales have remained very similar to what they were last year. You know, not necessarily price-wise, but in terms of number of sales. People aren't bound by saying, oh, I have to go into the office, I have to drive into Sandton every day, I need to be close by. So we're seeing many more sales on the West Rand side or the northwest side of Johannesburg. We deal mainly within the Gauteng, north and northwest Gauteng areas. You know, that's the area we specialize in. So I can only comment really on that.
Sure, sure.
But generally speaking, because people are working from home, as you say, they're improving their home. And they're also finding that they need bigger homes because of the work from home. So we're seeing a lot of traction.
Yeah, and I guess they'll want at least a small garden, not just an apartment, because if they're going to consider being stuck indoors in terms of a lockdown, they would rather have just that little bit more space.
Yes, and they also, if they're having clients visiting them at their home from time to time, they also want extra space and they don't want this, you know, the restrictions of a sectional type. Now, the affordability for the houses are there. You're getting a lot more value in a house than you are in a sectional title, you know, rand for rand.
Right.
We've always said sectional title, you're buying peace of mind, you're buying security.
Yes.
And this fact has now been overridden by I'm getting space and I'm getting privacy.
Yeah, it's so interesting that. Let's just go back to the interest rate factor, because from what you're saying, that played a significant role in the boost in the property market.
Without a doubt. You know, a million rand bond today is costing someone just under 7,000 rand a month per million.
Right.
If we go back 4 or 5 years, that same million was costing 12,000 rand a month.
Right, so that play definitely does.
On two scores, one, it's more affordable, and two, the person qualifies with the same salary or similar salary to what they had 4 or 5 years ago. They are now able to get us a bond with the same amount of money for nearly double they would qualify to what they did beforehand.
Of course.
So that obviously has had allowed buyers to buy into a market or at a price range they could not buy into before. They would never have qualified for the bond.
And then, of course, when you do the calculation, you say, well, is it worth renting for a little bit more? You might as well be a property owner and be paying back the bond, in terms of
100%
ownership.
100%. Look, we still have a lot of people renting, people that can't afford or haven't managed to build up a bit of a nest egg or savings to pay for transfer duty and so forth. But the banks are pretty favorable on 90% bonds, and up until about $2-2.5 million, they will comfortably give 100% bond.
Interesting.
They say to $3 million, but we can see they're a lot more fussy on their criteria the minute you go into $3 million.
I see. So that seems to be the measure. And in terms of prices, I mean, never mind the interest, because that's the one factor. Where are you seeing prices?
That is very interesting. In the areas that HIFM cover, right, our prices are still higher than the national average. So with the national average on a three-bedroomed house, the national average is around a 1.450. Can I be as bold to say perhaps the Jewish areas? We're finding a double that. On a three-bedroomed home.
Incredible.
Or, you know, the Johannesburg north-northeast into Sandton area.
Yeah.
But surprisingly, in Sandton, into a beautiful cluster today, a three-bed cluster, you can find it at $4 or $5 million quite comfortably. A couple of years ago, you were looking at $6 and $7 million.
Right. So it is interesting that there's been almost this stability. Because I also wonder about the fact given the fact that people have been trapped, in inverted commas, in the country, there has been very, very limited travel. That often makes people want to consider leaving, going immigrating. Are you seeing a lot of that?
We've seen too much immigration, unfortunately. Yeah. My heart drops. You know, I always say to our agents, you know, what was the reason for selling? And I would say at the moment, 50% of our clientele was that. It's really as high as that. 50% are immigrating.
That's staggering. That is staggering.
It's very, very disheartening, I have to tell you.
Mm.
And the people that immigrate are taking a knock on their prices. You know, we find typically that the property will come on the market at a third more than it sells. And if you look at the statistics on Prop 24, you'll see that is, you know, it's recorded, basically, that from the price that the agent lists the property to the selling price, we're looking at a third less in today's market.
That is really, and really I would,
it's crazy, but I would also like to add, if anyone is considering selling, not to employ the agent who gives the highest price. Ask the agent to show the statistics, to show what, you know, this price, the current prices that properties are being sold for, and to determine from that what the selling price, be guided by the agent of what the selling price should be based on current statistics, not on our need, because the I need doesn't get the property sold.
Mm. And it's interesting that what you're saying is that agents, in order to entice a person, often to give them the agency or the mandate, will give them a much higher price. But it doesn't mean it's going to translate into a sale at that price.
No, in fact, it'll take longer because the seller now has to, you know, be convinced that the price isn't achievable. We had a situation in Fairmont where the seller was holding on for $2.6 million for a lovely two-bedroomed house, but very unusual two-bed house. So you've got a very small market, either a young married couple or a retiring couple who are going to buy a property like that. The market value was around $2.1 million. That was the offers were coming in around that, and the seller said, sorry, not selling. They were going to Israel and they rented the property out. So, you know, some people will rather go that route, but it's best to look at statistics and then decide based on that, not on a glib agent that says, yes, what do you want? I'll get it for you. Sorry, our buyers are quite sophisticated. They go online and they check out what the prices should be. So they don't come in and say, oh, I love this. You know, what's the ask? They come in and tell the agent, this is the price it should be.
In some parts of the world, they work a property price or valuation pretty much in terms of built square meterage and land. Are we doing that yet in South Africa?
Most definitely. Most definitely. excuse me. We'll work out an average in the area, what the area will pay. And you can see that again by going through stats of various suburbs. Some suburbs will attain 9,000 a square meter and others will attain 20,000 a square meter. So most definitely. So it's not only years ago, and as you know, I've been in this business longer than most people have been alive. And, you know, it was a thumbsuck. We knew what the selling price in an area was, and we went in like that. Today, it's calculated. There's no more guesswork.
And it works on
determining prices.
Right, and it just works on that scale, depending on the neighborhood and depending on those factors. Very, very interesting. We do unfortunately need to leave it there. That is a really, really interesting interview. Denise Zaslansky is the
CEO
of First Realty Company.